as you come this morning, I hope you come with that in mind, that you want to be equipped to do what you're called to do. Each and every one of us have a calling. Each and every one of us have a purpose. We're all called to make an impact on our generation. And if you will do your part, that next generation coming behind you are going to be able to do greater things. You're going to be able to build on what you have done and do greater things than what you have ever done. And you are providing a platform for your children and your children's children to run and do greater things for the kingdom of God than what you've ever done. If you have any love for the kingdom of God, if you have any desire to make it to heaven and to live a joyous life and receive rewards in heaven, then that should excite you. That should excite you to know that you can do something right now to impact not only your generation, but the generation coming after you, so that you will have reward coming from what the next generation does. And so focus this morning and be equipped so that you can receive the benefits that are coming to you. We have a role in this. You and I have a place to be able to play in advancing the kingdom of God. And first and foremost, our role is to be able to hear God, is to hear from Him. Do what you see the Father doing, and see that the things that you do glorify Him. But there's a time of looking to Him. What is on His mind? What are the things? How do you look at your world? How do you see your world? What window are you looking out of today? What vision of the world do you have that you can be a part of? What vision of the world that you have that you know that if you step in and make a decision to make a difference, that you can actually be equipped and trained to make a difference for God? If you look out the right window, you'll be on God's team. You'll be on God's side. You'll be running with God. Now, Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. A good person, a good generation, leaves an inheritance to our children's children. So we are going to leave the next generation coming behind us and the generation behind that. We are going to leave something for them to walk into. And you and I can have a great influence on what that inheritance looks like. We have a responsibility to look at that, to take it seriously, because we cannot live just for today. We have to live for the generation coming behind us as well. The inheritance that we're going to leave to our children's children is something that is going to be better than what we lived in, or it's going to be worse than what we lived in. You and I have to make that decision today. How am I living today? What am I doing even in my household that is going to provide an environment for my children to have a better chance at life than we have? To make a greater impact than you and I have. We are to prepare for the next generation to do things that you and I were not able to do, that we couldn't do. Whether we weren't up to it or it just wasn't in God's timing, the things weren't exactly right, set in place in order for us to do it, but we believe that the next generation can do it. So we must prepare for that. We must prepare the generation following us. God has given us a mandate for the next generation. That's our job. We've been put here to prepare for the next generation. The church in our generation is to prepare for the next generation and help the next generation get to where we couldn't go. We're not here just to live comfortable. We're not here to get through life as comfortable as possible. We're here for a mission. God has a mission. Jesus said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Go, therefore, and make disciples. If you make disciples out there, we'll see transformation in our society. We'll see a change take place in society if we're willing to pay the price, if we're willing to run forward and pay the price. And you and I have a responsibility today to teach the next generation how to live in the plenty that they have, and how to still appreciate the things of God. Deuteronomy 8:18, remember? And this was said to the children of Israel when they had everything that they wanted. Remember the Lord thy God, for it is He who gives you the ability to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant upon the earth. So in the midst of all the plenty we enjoy, we must remember it is the Lord thy God that gives us the ability to get wealth. The Lord thy God that gives us the ability to enjoy the comfort that we're enjoying today. And if we'll remember the Lord thy God, we'll remember his principles to walk in love, to love your neighbor, to treat one another with kindness, and so forth. That's how we remember God. In the midst of being able to have everything, we still obey the principles of God. We must teach that to the next generation.